Big Screen, Little Screen. Sponsored by Sky Show. From $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.
It's Big Screen, Little Screen. Susie is back. We are looking at both the big screen and the little screen, in fact, and we're kicking it off with a show that you've probably heard of. Susie, heard of a little show called Seinfeld?
I think I've heard of that one. Yeah, Seinfeld. This one's coming to Netflix on the 1st of October, so you can watch all 180 episodes.
Can you believe I've never actually watched an episode of Seinfeld, Susie? Never, like not one. I genuinely do need you to fill me in on what Seinfeld is actually about.
Oh my gosh, Kat, I'm actually shocked. I'm shocked. I'm not sure I can ever get over that. So let me tell you about it, seeing as you've never seen an episode.
Thank you.
Originally aired from 1989 to 1999, Seinfeld is one of the longest running and highest rated TV comedy series. Jerry Seinfeld plays a fictionalized version of himself, and we follow him and his friends as they navigate life in New York City. It focuses on the minutiae of life. The show gained the description as the show about nothing, with Jerry, Cosmo Kramer, Elaine Benz, and George Costanza. It was written by Larry David and Jerry Seinfeld, who were fellow comedians and friends, and they still are. They wrote classics such as The Soup Nazi, The Chinese Restaurant, The Parking Garage, and The Contest, all with well-known and oft-repeated catchphrases. No soup for you, Kat.
I take it that anyone that's watched Seinfeld will know what that means. I did watch Curb Your Enthusiasm, where Larry David basically played a fictionalized version of himself. So that was pretty funny. Can we have a listen, please, to a tiny snippet from the trailer?
Let's do it.
Hey, how you doing?
Oh, hi. I'm Jerry Seinfeld. I'm moving in. I saw your name on the buzzer. You must be Kessler.
No, actually, it's Kramer.
What does that mean? Yeah, what does that mean?
What do you mean by that?
Enjoy.
Many of the episodes are based on the writer's real-life experience, such as the Revenge episode is based on Larry David's experience while working on Saturday Night Live. This was reimagined and told by George as he furiously quits his job after being refused to use the executive bathrooms, but soon he realizes that he has literally no other good job prospects. Other episodes based on David's experiences in real life include The Smelly Car and The Strike.
Despite having never seen it, I know about it. It is pretty legendary.
Yeah, that's right. The lexicon of Seinfeldian code words and reoccurring phrases that evolved around particular episodes is actually referred to as sign language. Aha, get what
sign.
They do you see what
like
they
sign
did
Seinfeld,
there?
But sign, yeah. Okay, I see it. Let's move on and look at a movie that's on Sky Show. I'm excited for this. Margot Robbie is back in The Suicide Squad.
Yeah, this one comes out on the 4th of October on Sky Show, and it's not to be mistaken for the 2016 film called Suicide Squad. This new film, The Suicide Squad, is also a superhero film from the DC Comics world. In this brand new release, a task force of convicts known as the Suicide Squad are sent to the island nation of Corto Maltese to destroy evidence of the giant alien starfish, Starro the Conqueror. Little do they know that this giant alien starfish was actually brought to Earth by the US government, and some of the squad plan to keep this a closely guarded secret.
Let's have a quick listen.
He's in prison for putting Superman in the ICU with a kryptonite bullet.
I'm not joining your suicide squad.
We'll see. I wouldn't take such extreme measures if this mission went more important than you could possibly imagine. Let's meet your team.
It's okay, I'm not okay.
Each member is chosen for his or her own completely unique set of abilities.
I need to feel the raindrops.
Huge names in there. We heard Idris Elba and Viola Davis in there as well. She was in the 2016 film too. She's actually one of my favourite actresses ever. She's phenomenal in everything that she does. And of course, we got Margot Robbie back playing Harley Quinn.
That's right. So Harley Quinn's outfit and look has actually changed a bit. She's known for wearing a red and black palette, and that is still the case for this film. But most notably, Harley lost the face tattoo that says rotten. Both the new director, James Gunn, and actress Margot Robbie disliked it. So they just kind of wrote it out of the film.
You say the director, James Gunn, he was not the first choice for director.
No. Fun fact, Mel Gibson was one of 10 considered to be the director for this film, but James Gunn ended up doing it. He hadn't even seen the 2016 film at the time, but he pretty much rewrote the script, and that's what you see today when you watch it on Sky Show.
Very nice. So that one is out this week. So go watch it. It's out there now.
Yeah, it looks good.
The next thing that I want us to cover this week is James Bond. Oh my goodness, James Bond. No Time to Die is finally out at the cinema.
That's right. It finally is. Yes, it's out now.
I'm pretty sure that what's happened to this movie behind the scenes is more famous than the actual plot. So can you give us a rundown of the plot of this latest 007 creation, please, Susie?
Yeah, so 5 years after the capture of a criminal mastermind with aspirations of world domination, James Bond has left active service. He's approached by his friend and CIA officer who enlists his help in the search for a missing scientist. When it becomes apparent that the missing scientist has been abducted, Bond must confront a villain whose schemes could see the death of millions.
Let's have a listen to this one.
James Bond, licensed to kill. In love with Madeleine Swann. I could be speaking to my own reflection. Only your skills die with your body. And life is all about leaving something behind. Isn't it?
Come on, Bond. Where the hell are you?
A fancy English accent, a car chase, a shootout, a baddie, and a love interest. I think we got everything in that trailer there.
That's true. This one has been a long time coming, and the movie wasn't just plagued with a succession of directors. There were real-life explosions, broken bones and surgeries, as well as, obviously, we had COVID. Danny Boyle was one of the original directors who left due to script disagreements, but he had already started filming, so that was one major postponement. Then while filming in Jamaica with the new director, Daniel Craig broke his ankle, which required surgery. Ow. This added another postponement because they had to wait until he was able to walk without any aids to refilm. Then in Pinewood Studios in England, a controlled explosion wasn't as controlled as they planned, with the whole set being damaged and leaving a crew member with minor injuries. Ouch.
I do want to see this movie, probably just to see what finally came to be, what the final product is. But now, apparently they're looking for a new Bond. So, I mean, firstly, what are you up to in the next couple of years? Any movie aspirations and any idea on who it could be?
Oh, well, Kat, I do have a secret for you. like you haven't seen any Seinfeld episodes, I've never seen a Bond film. So I don't know if I'd be suitable or not. Maybe I am.
The idea of a female Bond coming up is a controversial one, but I'm excited to see who they choose next, who will fill those 007 shoes. Susie, thanks very much for talking us through No Time to Die, the James Bond movie, finally out. Oh my goodness, at the cinema. Also, though, if you'd rather stay at home, Sky Show, we've got The Suicide Squad. It's out now, and Netflix have all 180 episodes of Seinfeld. Susie, thanks for Big Screen, Little Screen.
So much to see there. Enjoy it.
Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show, from $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.